questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his perfect progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Canon Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. As you have been following and listening such shows from IRIB English Radio, in this series of shows, we are trying to talk about the questions and, let's say, the doubts and misconceptions that we are receiving from different questioners all around the world. For that, we have invited Islamic researcher and scholar Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary Schools to this show to help us to answer the questions. Before asking the first question, I'd like to welcome Sheikh to this show and say salam to him. Salam alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Many thanks for accepting the invitation. The question of the day is concerning a historical issue that was asked by a question. I want the respected, the speaker of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, to actually answer this question in the best way possible. Sheikh, it has been asked that, is that true that Imam Ali alayhi salam proposed to the daughter of Abu Jahl? And was that a reason for Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, for Lady Fatima salamullah alayha's anger against Imam Ali? It means that she got angry with Imam Ali alayhi salam to propose to the daughter of Abu Jahl, and this event actually made her a little bit angry, and this was mentioned in history. I want you to exactly tell us what was the story and what and where from this doubt actually is rooted from.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see that in the history, some people, because of the hatred towards Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, they attribute some lies for the Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. You see that these hatreds and animosity towards Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam caused lots of fake narrations in the hadith corpus, and some of them is the particular narration that we are dealing with. In this narration, it has been quoted in Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari that, for example, Imam Ali proposed for the daughter of Abu Jahl, and it was a reason for the wrath of the anger of the Lady Fatima. You see that it is the pure lie, I can say. Actually, there is without any shadow of doubt. And actually, it has, because if you check the chain of the narration, you see that the one of the narrator of that is Miswar ibn Makhramah. And actually, all narration in this regard, maybe we have some narration quoting this fake story, and the main chain person who actually quoted this narration and the made up this story is Miswar ibn Makhramah. If you look at the biography of this individual, he was one of the enemies of Imam Ali. He was lover of Muawiyah. And when the name of Muawiyah was, pronounced publicly, he was sending rewards and salutation to Muawiyah. Right. Actually, this was famous for that.
Strange.
And this individual, Miswar, was one of the followers of Abdullah ibn Zubayr, you see. And he has a close relationship with rebels and Khawarij. You see, he has a relationship with all enemies of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was a follower of Muawiyah, rebels, and Abdullah ibn Zubayr. You see, in that, if you have this context of the narrator, you see this hatred toward Imam Ali caused a lot of fake narration against him. And he wanted to cause trouble for the for the upcoming generations. But it is obvious for everybody and for the most scholars, they are familiar with the narrator, with the biography of the narrator of the narration. They can easily understand and check it out that These miswar in the time of the demise of noble prophets, he was only 8 years old, and he was a child. How 8 years old child can understand such a thing and the proposal to the, for example, daughter? You see, from all aspect and dimension, it is we understand it is a fake narration against Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
So, Shaykhna, such issues actually is in need of having a knowledge of Rijal. And the science of, actually, the knowledge or science of Rijal, which is the science of knowing the true and fake narrations from each other. So for an ordinary person like me, how can I distinguish between these different narrations if I don't have access, for example, to a scholar? How should I know that such narrations are not true?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of the remembrance, okay, if you do not know. And of course, me and you as ordinary people, when we do not know such ideas, we should refer to the scholars, great scholars. And alhamdulillah, we are benefiting from the knowledge, great knowledge of all Shia scholars, and we benefit from their knowledge. You see that, let me share one narration, if you let me.
Yeah, please.
From Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. And these are actually main narration in this regard. And by these narrations, we can understand other aspect of this story.
Very
Imam
true.
Said that, فَوَاللَّهْ مَا أَقْضَبْتُهَا وَلَا أَكْرَحْتُهَا عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ. He said, I swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I did not made Fatima angry and wrathful, and I did not force and impose anything upon her. You see how this honest, pure relationship between Fatima and Imam Ali. وَحَتَّى قَبَضَهَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ until the demise and martyrdom of Lady Fatima. And then he mentioned that, وَلَا أَقْضَبَتْنِي وَلَا عَسَدْ لِي أَمْرًا.
So, but we have some narrations and a hadith again in some Sahih books that this great lady of Islam at the time of her death was angry and she has had wrath with some of the well-known companions, that is, some even the caliphs. And it has been mentioned that when they referred to her to apologize for what they did to her, she did not accept them and she actually refused to meet them at the beginning, but with Imam Ali alayhi salam's mediation, she accepted to meet them, but she didn't even look at them.
Yes.
So we have that even the kind of, because her love and her, let's say, friendship was a criteria for being a Muslim or being in the way, or because man ahabbaha faqad ahabba Allah, man abghadaha faqad abghada Allah. So whoever loves her, it means that Allah is, it's as if he is loving Allah. Or whoever is making her angry, it is as if that he makes Allah angry from himself or herself. So we have such a hadith, and we have never heard and seen any hadith that there was sort of, let's say, anger between her and Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes, exactly. Talking about the wrath of Lady Fatima against some of the caliphs, it has been mentioned in the hadith corpus. And of course, our discussion is not about that. But we are talking about the relationship, you know, honest and pure relationship of the Lady Fatima and Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said that, وَلَا أَقْضَبَتْنِي وَلَا أَسَدْ لِي أَمْرًا. Never Fatima caused any trouble for me, and he never disobeyed me. وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُ أَنْدُرُ إِلَيْهَا فَتَنْكَشِفُ أَنِّ الْهُمُومَ وَالْأَحْزَانِ. I was looking at her, and she was, you know, causing all troubles and, you know, sorrow to be away from me by looking at her. You see, when you look at such a narration from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and when you look at this honest, pure, friendly relationship between them, how such a lies could be attributed to the, you know, Lady Fatima and Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah.
We need to see the root of such, let's say, rumors in the kind of anger and wrath that she had towards some other companions, because it can be a cue for those who are seeking for the truth in the history of the dawn of Islam, that is the beginning of the Islam.
Right. And let me add one point if you have time.
Yes, please.
They ask her about Lady Fatima, about Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and she said that khayru ba'l, it is a best husband that you can imagine. Mm. The best husband possible that you can imagine is Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. You see, by these narrations of Imam Ali himself and Lady Fatima, peace and blessing of Allah be upon them all, how such a lies could be attributed to the Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
Once again, I want to back to the first question that I asked from you, Sheikhna. What can be the root of the roots of such issues which are being mentioned sometimes in the history, in parts of history, or in the language of narrations from some books, that they want to actually pretend that there was a sort of, let's say, lack of a good relationship between Lady Fatima salam and Imam Ali alayhi salam, while we know that their relationship was a purified one that actually everyone can confess from all the Islamic denominations, that they had a sort of, let's say, spiritual relationship, that even at the night of their marriage, they started worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hours and hours. So how can we actually find the roots of these, rumors in the history, and to trace them to see what is the reality behind these rumors?
Actually, we can guess some reasons and philosophy behind such rumors. One of them, as I said, is a hatred toward Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. And another one is it has maybe some political reason behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they want to support the government of Muawiyah, and of course some of the caliphate system, and they wanted to support such a system, and because of that they created and make up lies against the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. And of course maybe it has some other agenda behind that, we are not aware about that. But as I said, we should have a scholarly analysis to such a narration. It does not mean this narration has been mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. Of course, with all respect to the Sunni brothers and sisters, when the narration has been mentioned in one of the Sahih of the Ahlul Sunnah, it does not mean that narration does not have any problem.
Right.
We should have, with all due respect to them, of course, we should have this scholarly analysis to the narrations, of course, as we have this analysis to the Shia narrations. Okay?
Very true.
And we should check out the chain of the narration and the content of the narration, whether we can rely on that or not.
Many thanks, dear Sheikh, for your explanations, and your respected listeners for staying tuned. And we have discussed the reality of the proposal of Imam Ali Islam to the daughter of Abu Jahl, and right after that, the anger and wrath of Lady Fatima Zahra from such a proposal. And we discussed it that this was not true historically, and there was no reality behind the story. And it was, the person in the chain of narrators was a fake person, was not a reliable person, and he was known to be a liar. Many thanks again for staying tuned and listening to Qiyan and Islamic Beliefs from IRB English Radio.
لبني علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن.